Health minister says that over 700 Palestinians have died in Israeli airstrikes over the last 24 hours. It's a new record for this war. This is getting brutal. We really need a ceasefire and we need an end to this war, to be honest with you, before it escalates and just continues to get worse and more death toll continues. Unfortunately, Joe Biden is saying that without the hostages being released, no ceasefire can take place. Praying that these hostages get released and we can get a ceasefire sooner rather than later before any more deaths continue and this war just continues to escalate and other countries start getting involved as the humanitarian crisis just rages on. It's a very, very sad situation. Praying for peace, praying for the families of the victims on both sides of the war, and hopefully they can come to a resolution sooner rather than later. Remember, Rich TV Live is strictly for information, education, and entertainment purposes. None of this information is 100% verified because this is all just based on news that I'm hearing. I'm always doing my best to give you guys the best news, the correct news, but I can't guarantee it because I'm not in the middle of Israel or Palestine or in the Gaza verifying all of this information. I'm just going based on the news that I'm hearing that's being reported. And remember that Rich TV Live is the place to go for information, education, trending topics, sports, news, stocks, cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin rallying big time on news that a Bitcoin spot ETF could be approved very shortly with BlackRock. Bitcoin right now sitting at 33,688, trading at a 52-week high. Very good to see. It did hit 35,000 yesterday, so that's great news as well. If you're not winning, you're probably not watching. I'm your host of the most, your boy Rich from Rich TV, bringing you the biggest trending news of the day. And I'm out. Peace.